Thank you, Brother Matt. And I will call upon Brother Tim now so he can make best use of his time. He knows how long he would like to carry it on. So, Brother Tim.
Good evening. We've had probably a perfect day. We've had a lot of blessings. We've had a lot of fellowship. It's been wonderful to be together. Now we come to a service called Vespers. I'll tell you a little bit more about Vespers, but I think we better have our first number. Our first number is going to be by the littlest Bible students, and I don't think they can wait absolutely any longer. So we're going to have them come right out and start with them, and then we will get more into our Vespers. So we're ready for our little singers. This would be a good time, Brother Gene, to pass out the sheets also. Background support of the older singers. You know, that's how it starts. They start as these little tiny singers in Zion, and you're going to see what the next generation looks like in just a minute. And then maybe in that group, maybe there's even one Sister Mary Malley that's going to develop into a beautiful solo voice. But that's how it starts. And it's important for us to see these little ones start their praises. You know, Vespers started a long time ago. Vespers started hundreds of years ago. It was back in the Middle Ages as the different monastic orders tried to organize their days into religious services. They had morning services, they had noon services, afternoon services, and then finally, at the end of the day, they had a service called Vespers. After all the work was done, their studying was done, their debating was done. You know, they started early in the morning. Most of the monasteries started around 2 o'clock in the morning. The monks would get up, do their personal devotions. Then they would work. They would meet together as a body. They would read groups of scriptures. They would debate groups of scriptures. They would go work some more. They had periods of prayer. And when the day was done, they had Vespers. In most of the orders, after Vespers, they did not speak. Now we're going to change that tonight. After Vespers, it's okay if you speak. In the old days, after Vespers, without a word being spoken, they would go back into their different monastic rooms. And that was it for the night. But we don't mind if you fellowship after Vespers. We're going to have a series of songs. We're going to have some scripture readings. And in an effort to not break your meditations, I will not talk between the various numbers. We're just going to start. Once we get started, we're going to go all the way through to the end. And we hope that it'll be a pleasing meditation for you and that it will be a nice ending for a perfect day. First, let me tell you a little bit about the sheet that was passed out. That's the last thing we're going to do. Together, we will sing these four songs. When we get to the end, we have some readings and one special solo. We will turn to the sheet and sing the song, "In Everything Give Thanks." It's a little bit like our theme text, "For consider what great things He hath done for you." Secondly, we will sing an old favorite, "In the Garden." We will turn the sheet over. The third song we will sing is from the German hymn book. Our words are familiar, "The Precious Moments." And then our last number that we will sing together is "The Last Mile of the Way." Now, I would point out musically, the last song, "The Last Mile of the Way," as you sing the chorus doesn't end at the bottom of the page. The chorus goes back to the third line, and it ends there with repeating the phrase, "When I've gone the last mile of the way." And you see there's a little word written above it at that point. It says, "Fine." That's the end of the verse. They just didn't have room to repeat it. When we get to the end, we'll have the piano play each one of these songs through first before we sing it, because I know some of you have never heard these melodies before. So at this point, we're going to have some scripture readings. We'll have a solo. We'll have two more scripture readings. One more warning. Our fourth scripture reading will be the 23rd Psalm. I think you all know the 23rd Psalm. Please join in with Brother Weeks and let us recite together out loud at that point in time the 23rd Psalm. So now we'll begin our Vespers by having the next generation come forward and sing a hymn for us.
Thank you.
inspired to put it forth right now. Who has one of their favorites? We'll take that for closing. How great thou art. Right? Do we all have it, I wonder? How many do not have How Great Thou Art with them? One?
365.
Ah. Okay. Mine goes up to 360. Mine only goes up to 360.
Thank you.
most kind and gracious Heavenly Father. We thank You for Your many blessings on our behalf. We thank You especially for the gift of Your Son and for the hope of the high calling. Thank You at the end of this day, filled with fellowship and lessons from Your Word. Thank You for the privilege of being able to meet here so peacefully together. And we pray that from the things we have heard and discussed and thought about this day, we might understand Your plans and purposes better, and thereby might more vigorously fulfill our vows of consecration. We ask, dear Father, that You would accept this Vesper service of psalms, readings, and songs as a small token of our affection for You. We love You very much, and we wish that You would give us more of Your Spirit so that we might walk more pleasingly in Your sight. Please watch over us as we go our separate ways, and if it be Your will, that we might meet again in the morning. We thank You for our blessings, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.